they have the Herb Parsons Trail System down there. The Mid-South Trails Association is a big steward of that. They're an EMBA affiliated club, and they've been responsible over the years for basically rescuing that trail system from neglect. I think it was the story is it was originally it was built by an equestrian group. It was abandoned. They went down there and kind of excavated the remains of the trail system and built it back up. And I've never ridden Herb Parsons, but I hear it's a good place to ride. And I hear that it's a, you know, a real linchpin in the Memphis area. And that is a TWRA managed land.
None of that money goes towards trail maintenance.
Right. To be clear,
it goes towards feeding deer and fish.
And right. And that's been a big rub with the Mid-South Trails Association guys is, they're not getting any money from the TWRA for that. All of the maintenance on those trails, all of the fees, all of the lumber to build bridges, all of every cost and labor cost, monetary cost, time investment that goes along with those trails all belongs to the Mid-South Trails Association and not to the TWRA. The Mid-South Trails Association, shout out to those guys. They've been on point with this the whole time. You can hit their website up at www.midsouthtrails.com. These guys have been on point the whole time. You want to talk about an organization that has been professional, involved, intent on sorting out this unbearable pile of malarkey. I'm gonna call it what it is. These guys have they posted form letters to send to representatives. They have been in contact with the governor. And all of this has been done, everything that I've seen, in the most polite, professional, insightful manner that you couldn't ask for a more professional group addressing this. And let me show you what happens when you address something like this professionally. There has now been this, mind you, goes into effect July 1st of 2015. There has been a 1 year delay put on assessing this fee, this permit fee for the Herb Parsons Trail System. And that is a win. That's fantastic. But they've gone a step further. They're going to use the ensuing year to reevaluate the inclusion of bicycles in this high impact category. So at the end of the year, what might happen is, and even if it only happens at Herb Parsons, it's still at least a half a win if they say, okay, y'all don't actually have to do this. We're kidding. It would be a full on, you know, like day at the park, somebody open a keg win if this applied statewide, if they decided, you know what, maybe bikes don't belong in this high impact thing. That would be a full on win. And that's what's going on. That's where we are right now. That's the latest update as of the 22nd of June. So, you know, the latest and the greatest, but the postponement of that, like I said, that's a win.